Hi, I'm Blue, your host and coach helping you create the life and business of your dreams. Welcome back to The Journey with Blue. I know you're tuning in because you know there's a dream and a purpose that is given to you that you feel called to bring to life. Going for your dreams isn't always easy, but it's always worth it. In this conversation, my girl, Maya Elias, marketing expert and founder of Built to Impact, a community helping women of faith launch six-figure coaching businesses, joins me to share how you are purposed to bring your gifts to reality, what you may face along the way, and how entrepreneurship can be the biggest spiritual journey you can take. Maya.
Hey.
Hey, I am so excited to have you. I'm so excited for this conversation and even, you know, truthfully getting to know you and see you and your work a lot more this year has been so inspiring for me. And I feel like you're kind of like an open book, like on whether it's like on your Instagram, on a stage you're on, like, you know, in person, you like, you know who Maya is and you know like what Maya loves, right? And it's like, Maya loves to dance and twerk and she's gonna do that like shamelessly wherever she is. Maya loves her wigs. I'm like, and she's gonna talk about it. She's gonna talk about it. And Maya loves your faith, God, right? And you have incorporated that so seamlessly and effortlessly into your business. Because, I mean, that's you, right? That's so effortlessly you. And Built to Impact is something so powerful, right? Because, you know, when I say, like, when we think about our dreams and our visions, right? We, like, that's divine downloads, mm-hmm. right? So it's like, you can't separate your dreams from God. And right. we are all purposed and built to impact at some level. To create something purposeful. And that's a platform that you have created and now have supported, what, how many women?
I mean, hundreds of clients, thousands of women buying digital products, so yeah.
So hundreds, thousands of women. I know when I was at your conference, I mean, the room, the conference room was packed
yeah.
of hundreds of women here mm-hmm. to learn about, like, you know, your marketing, your work. And you know, I think it's really important because, like I said, we all have a dream. We all have a vision. We all have a impact that we are purposed to create and to make. And that dream is not just about us.
Right.
Right, so stepping into our power, yes, that's for us, but it's for the lives that are meant to be impacted, to be changed from the work, from our obedience, and from the yeah. vision that we were given.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have the vision, but I think so many times along this journey, and you said this before, you were like, entrepreneurship is like this like personal development journey,
yeah.
which it is. I'm like, yeah. oh my gosh, I'm a completely different person because of this. But I think first is such a spiritual journey, right? And mm-hmm. it requires you to be someone, you had to become the person that your dream requires.
Right.
And I think you posted this on your page. You said, just because God gave you the vision doesn't mean that it's gonna be easy.
Yeah.
It just means you won't have to do it alone.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
That's so powerful because we get these visions and things happen in between times that we get discouraged.
Mm.
And we start to question if I'm in the right place and if I'm supposed to be doing what God has called me to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. I do often think that people make the assumption like, okay, God called me to do this. It's going to be easy. He's going to just open the doors. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I said, entrepreneurship really is this big personal development project. And I really do believe that God is developing us into who we do need to become to be able to fulfill this vision. And that's why I think it's not easy. It's
yeah.
like, what things do I need to develop within myself to be able to overcome these challenges? And, you know, there's a lot of talk these days about doing things with ease. And,
yeah.
I, you know, I love it. And I look at people, I'm like, what have you been doing so hard on your life that everybody is so pressed with ease? And I understand the concept, but I'm like, y'all don't realize that it's the challenging moments that's going to make your life easier because you've developed enough calluses
mm-hmm.
where things that once were so easy to take you out aren't as easy anymore. And I think one of the most important things for us to know how to do is really know how to deal with our disappointments.
Yeah.
And a lot of people struggle with disappointment. They get so easily discouraged. And I really do believe a lot of the reasons why we don't fulfill our dreams and our vision and our purpose is because we get so easily disappointed and so easily discouraged by looking at other people or somebody saying something mean to us or us having a bad season. And it's like, you have to know how to operate when things aren't flowing with ease.
Right. And I mean, I've been pretty transparent in sharing my journey and my process in this. And there's been times when it has been difficult. There's been times where I have been disappointed and things didn't come easily. And I started to question, am I supposed to be doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Am I called to do this? Did I get it wrong? Lord, did you really say I'm supposed to be here doing this work? Because a lot of times things don't seem to be moving the way that I want them to move.
Yes.
Or on my timeline of when I think they should be moving.
Yeah.
And that is something super difficult to come to terms with, is that is not on our time.
Yeah, 100%. I think oftentimes people make the mistake of thinking, things aren't working out in my favor, things aren't happening the way that I want them, so it must be a sign that God doesn't want me to do this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people are measuring if it's purposeful based on the friction that they're facing, and instead of looking at the friction, you need to be looking at the fruit. Mm-hmm. Are you actually creating impact? Are you producing things that God would be pleased for you to produce? Are you producing money? Are you producing success? Meaning, and you have to know how you measure that success, but are you actually impacting people? Are you changing people's lives? Are you growing as a person during this process? And so it's more so measuring what's actually happening as a result of me going through this process. What am I learning? How am I growing? Versus what are all of the hard things that I keep running into?
And I think that's also when we talk about the process, it's really key, because so many times we have the vision, but we are not prepared to actually carry the vision,
mm-hmm.
right? And so God will take us, right? He's gonna make sure we have that time. He's gonna give us these tests and the friction or whatever the case may be to prepare us to handle the blessing.
Yeah.
Right? To handle and carry the vision. And for me, with my first business, I look back on my life and I'm like, dang, thank God that I didn't get the things that I had prayed for I had prayed for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because for me, it would have been this huge blessing of what I wanted, but I was not prepared to carry it.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't prepared to handle it. I wasn't prepared to even multiply it.
Right.
And I think if it would have come to me as easily, I would have thought it was blue.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I would have been I'm that, prepared to be sick of me. You would have been sick of me because I would have thought that I did it in my own might.
Yeah. Ooh, that is so true. Yeah, I think oftentimes when things come easily, we mismanage our blessings because we don't fully know how to appreciate it. And also what you said, thinking it's I did this. I don't really need God. But God will quickly remind you. So even if, God forbid, you did have, go through that season of this is all me, prepare to be sick of me. And God's looking at you okay, sis, well, let's see what happens with this next thing. I completely agree with that. I think, I think about the things that I used to pray for. And I think I used to also pray for things beneath what God wanted for me. And there's so many things where I'm I was literally praying to settle. I would pray for relationships, the type of money I would pray for, the type of business I would pray for. And it's these aren't even things that are at the level in which God wants you to operate. These relationships and the type of money you think that does matter, the type of visibility that you think you want, these aren't really the things that are important. And so seeing my life now and the standard that I have now as a result of going through the process and God exposing me to different environments, I'm God, thank you for not allowing me to settle for what I thought I wanted.
Wow. And that's a whole nother take on that. But it's like God wanted you to level up
right
in your prayer and what was possible.
Yeah.
Right? And that was a process for you. Was there any, I don't know, doubt in that, or was there any kind of friction even in that space for you?
Yeah, I think there were a lot of moments where when I didn't get what I prayed for, I thought it was, you know, a level of inadequacy, like I wasn't good enough to be able to have these things. And I think God was consistently trying to show me like what I deserved. But again, here's who you need to become. Like, and you know, that's really the trick of the enemy, thinking that, you know, I don't deserve this. And so when you don't think you deserve something, or when you do think you deserve something, you act accordingly. And oftentimes I wasn't acting in accordance with what God wanted for me because I didn't believe that I deserved it. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I was so quick to settle in my desires, because I struggled with, you know, these feelings of inadequacy.
Mm-hmm. And I love that, because everyone's preparation is going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's preparation looks different, and even the time of it is completely different. And you know, so many times, like, we also want it instantaneously.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we want it, okay, the vision, the download came, and then I want it to like pop up in the life, you know, as soon as it's given to me. And so as we're thinking about this process, like, one thing that, you know, stuck with me over the years, when I used to live in New York, and Joshua and I, you know, there's always construction going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so Joshua and I, we would see these like massive like holes that they're digging for these like 100 and, you know, whatever, 60 foot or 60 floor buildings.
Yeah.
And one of the things Joshua said, he was like, you know, you can tell how tall and high a building is gonna be from how deep the foundation is. And I was like, whoa.
Wow, that's good.
That was good, Joshua. That was good, right?
Shout out to Josh.
And it means like all that, like getting the dirt out, right? Preparing you, telling you who you are, telling you what's possible for you, unlearning some things, getting it wrong, getting it right, failures, all those things that are going to fortify you on solid ground.
Yeah.
So you can go higher than you even envisioned.
Right, right. But yeah, I completely agree with that. I think about, you know, the foundation of your character that you need to have, and just thinking about my overall growth and who I had to develop into to be able to withstand a lot of the challenges that came with it. And I think about, like, you know, when I was making $50,000 a year, I only needed to be but so much of an entrepreneur to make $50,000. Then at $100,000 a year, who did I need to become there? Then at $500,000, then at $1 million, then at $2 million. And the amount of growth that was needed, and to be really firm in my values and character, it was so important, because there's a lot of things that happen as you continue to grow. You run into more issues, you run into more personalities, and there were so many moments that I was tempted to act out of character because of my own disappointments. And I'm so grateful for that character development at 50 and at 100, at 250, at 500,000, because those are the things that allow me to be sustainable within my growth, and also still whole within myself and still in alignment with God because of the practice that I had.
And I love that, like you're saying, the alignment with God and being attached to God in this process. Because Maya, when you were making $50,000, you were like a graphic designer.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I mean, I'm not sure what the vision was then, but it probably was like, I'm just like trying to make money to live and to feed myself,
right.
Cover my necessities.
Yeah.
And then Maya at $100,000 was different, and then 500, a million plus, the vision started to grow, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you received the vision at different times,
right?
But it's also because, like you said, you stayed in alignment with God to receive what were the next order of steps each and every step along the way.
Yeah, I would say being in alignment with God, but also by the grace of God, being in the right communities. There were a lot of people in my circle, or as mentor figures or coaches, that could see further for me than I could, because they had already been there. And that's, I think that's, you know, the really important thing about having a coach or having a mentor, because there were some things that I could not even imagine because I didn't even know that it was possible that other people could speak life over me. And then it opened up the possibilities within my thinking. It expanded my mindset, like, oh, maybe I should want to make more than $100,000, you know? James was one of those people, and you know how his personality is. It's like, when I was excited to make $100,000 a year, he was telling me that I needed to make $100,000 a month.
Right.
And at the time, it didn't even calculate for me. I'm like, that doesn't even, who makes that type of money?
Yeah.
You know, and I think at that time when we were having those conversations, that was probably 3 years before I was making that type of money. But it is good to have people around you also with big vision. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes we find ourselves around people who are also shrinking, so we can all just feel comfortable. But it's important to have people around you that they see enough vision and they stretch you enough that it actually feels a little bit uncomfortable, and you're like, okay, let me lean into this discomfort because there's something here.
I like that. I like that. And I think the people piece is so key, because the people around you can speak life into you.
For sure.
Right? And I think that's so powerful. And I do want to touch on that too, because, but first, it's because you were saying James, and I was just talking to him after your event that we had. And I was just kind of like telling him like what the journey with Blue, and I was like, man, like I should have been doing this before, and I can't believe like I didn't. And I was so hard on myself, right? Because I'm like, why wasn't I doing that? Like, that just made the most sense. And he was like, you didn't have the vision then.
Right.
Right? And so that's another part of this. It's like, you are receiving the vision in time, in preparation. You're receiving more information that you can hold and handle. But when we go back to the community piece, because yes, time is a huge element and factor in the journey that can be discouraging, but sometimes it can be other people that who don't get it, who don't see the dream, who don't see the vision, who are like, what, girl, you're doing what? You think you can, you know? And then you start to question yourself. And so it's like, how do you even combat something like that?
Oh my gosh, that is really difficult, especially when it's the people that are closest to you, right? You know, and the people closest to us, they impact us the most because we actually care about, you know, how they see us and what they think of us. And especially if you are a people pleaser, I am a recovering people pleaser. So I used to want to do the right things. I used to want to do things that would make my parents happy, make, you know, clients happy, all of these things. And there's nothing wrong with that, but you can't do it to a point where you're neglecting yourself and your own needs. And I used to do it to a point where I was neglecting myself. But that was something I had to deal with early on. You know, I am first generation American to two Liberian parents who came to this country through education. My dad went to the Ohio State University with a full scholarship. And so their idea and understanding of success was, you know, go to a good school, go to a good university, get a good government job. And, you know, I wanted to drop out of college to create graphics and make money on the internet.
That's,
and it's like,
what, Maya?
Right, like, what are you talking about right now? And so, you know, often in my mind, I would think, like, they don't think I can be successful. They're going to be really disappointed with me. And I don't even think that they lacked my ability to be successful. I think they were very confused and apprehensive about how I wanted to achieve success. And I was apprehensive and confused about how I wanted to achieve success, because I'm like, I think I can make a lot of money on the internet. I'm figuring it out. And I think it's important to understand that everybody who has an opinion of you and what you can do for yourself, whether it's good or bad, is always going to be a projected idea of their own limits and their own vision. It actually has nothing to do with you. So even as excited as people are to see you win, they're excited because that's their personality and they are excited for themselves. For people that are you know, placing their limits on you, they're placing their limits based on what they know. And so I wish I would have known that at the time, because at the time I used to take that so personally. It used to hurt me so bad. It caused me to lose a lot of sleep and to doubt myself and to move slower than I wish I would have. But you know, when you have people in your life who are saying, oh, I don't understand why you're doing this, or why would you do that, or you're never going to be able to do this, understand that that's their belief about themselves. Mm-hmm. It's not true for you. And it's important that you don't take somebody else's belief and make it true for you.
Mm-hmm. I think that's so good. And a lot of times it's the people who are closest to us.
Yeah.
Right? And those are people we want to say, like, you're doing great. You want them to encourage you and, like, push you to the next level, yeah. right? And so sometimes when you don't have that, it can be a source of doubt. Mm-hmm. It can be like, okay, am I supposed to do this when they don't get it?
Yeah.
And, like I always say, like, but they didn't receive that vision.
Right. Yeah, it's not for them.
They didn't receive that dream. And so it's not for them, but they also didn't see it. It's for you to continue to step into your purpose. It's for you to continue to walk in faith, because the dream, the vision is given to you.
Yeah.
And yeah. I mean, yes, the external factors and what people say are real. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the biggest things is, like, I'm always like, we are bursting our own bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, we're on this journey.
Yeah.
And it's taking longer. And the failure happens. And the process is going. Mm-hmm. And we ourselves come to a place of doubt.
Yeah.
We come to a place of, I'm not good at this. I can't do this. Like, we just, our faith begins to falter.
Yeah.
Which is like normal, because it's like, I'm out here in the wilderness.
Out here.
Like, I'm taking the leap. I jumped. Yeah. I did it.
Yeah.
But when things don't come and take shape and form the way you want to, then you start to doubt yourself.
For sure. Yeah. And I think too, like, confidence, if you want more confidence in yourself, or you want other people to have confidence in you, you do have to be able to do the work and see the results, right? Like, now if my parents can look at me and say, oh, my daughter runs a successful business. I mean, like, my mom brags about it so much. She brags about it more than I do.
Yes.
You know,
I think, and it's, you, like, said your mom is like telling strangers that you're a millionaire,
right? And I was like, you don't have to tell people,
like,
that,
that's
mom,
not,
it's fine.
Safe. You're like, you shouldn't do that.
right. And it's funny, and I'm so grateful that now they see it, but it's like, that was years of putting in the work to wait to see those results. And, you know, I think also sometimes people belief in us, or lack of faith in us, is based on what they're seeing in terms of the work that we're doing, right? If you're the type of person that's launching a new business every other month because you don't have enough faith in yourself to keep going, how can you expect somebody else to have, you know, faith in you that you don't have in yourself? And so I think it's first important to establish, like, what am I going to be committed to in this journey, mm-hmm. right? I have to stay committed regardless of who believes in me, who doesn't believe in me, and then I can get the respect and the belief of other people.
Mm, I love that. It is definitely a staying true. When you don't see it, when you don't have the support, when you don't know how it's possible, just out of the notion of, like, I know this is given to me and I have to get it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like a by any means necessary. And I know Lauren London, she recently did an interview with Angie Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things she said was, like, I don't want to miss my mark.
Mm.
And that's so powerful, because with these dreams, with this divine inspiration that's been given to us, it's for us to hit the mark of what we are supposed to do.
Yeah.
It's for us to impact.
Mm-hmm.
It's for us to transform our lives, but other people's lives around us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I 100% agree with that. It's like, if you know you're called, there's something specific that you're supposed to do, do whatever it takes to get there. And I often think that also involves not just doing the work and going to bed late and waking up early and working hard, working 18-hour days, but it's also asking for help. help. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people that are looking to do things, live a life with ease and live the soft life, I'm like, the soft life is going to require you to ask for help. Yeah. The soft life is also going to require you to make some investments. And oftentimes we're saying, I'm going to do everything that I can. But then when it comes to making a sacrifice, when it comes to making an investment, when it comes to going to that networking event, when it comes to stepping out of your bubble and introducing yourself to the right people, then you're like, oh, I'll do everything but that. Mm-hmm. I'll do everything but make that investment. I'll do everything but post consistently on social mm-hmm. media. And we have to be really honest with ourselves about this, everything that we're willing to do. Mm-hmm. Because
but there's the list of all the things I won't do, but I'll do everything else.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And it's like, listen, your commitment is going to come with the cost. What are you willing to pay to win?
And I love that you said that because, you know, this year, February, at your event, it was, like I said, it was inspirational to me. And I had just come off of a launch, my coaching mm-hmm. launch, right? Because I, you know, want to, I'm supporting people now, thank you. But I want to step into the purpose of coaching and supporting people. Yeah. And I had done this launch and I had invested a lot of money into it. And I only got one person to sign up, right? And so that was hard, that was discouraging. But I had to look at it and realize like, okay, Michelle, this is not, meaning that you, this is not meant for you, mm-hmm. but there's more work for you to do here.
Yeah.
Right? And so I had to humble myself and ask you for help, right? And that was why I even got into your accelerator, because me humbling myself allowed me to realize, like, to put ego aside, get out my own way, because I know if I don't humble myself, if I don't ask for this help, then there's other lives around me that don't get that support, that don't get to step into their purpose, who don't get to create the life and business of their dreams from a conscious, heart-centered, purposeful place.
Yes.
Right? And so I think that was so powerful and so needed. And it's like our actions, our decisions, how we show up, it's not about us.
100%.
It's so little about us. Like,
yeah.
But it's like the life that touched the life that touched the life that touched the life.
Yes.
And so even from your program, with you supporting me in coaching and being able to show up better and communicate what's the value that I bring and be able to do this even on a platform like this, like, you helped me impact hundreds and thousands of more people, right? Mm. And so that's the one seed.
Yeah.
The one person that can change millions.
I love it. Ooh,
and
I love
so
that.
That is like the dream, like, it's a requirement for us to be obedient in it.
Yes.
It's a requirement for us to step into it, to see it through. The journey, I'm not gonna lie to you, it's not always easy.
Yeah.
I cry, I get emotional. Yeah. This has stretched me in ways that I never knew possible.
Same.
It's taken longer than I thought it would take, you know? Sometimes I doubt, but God, like, I know that I want to hit my mark in this life.
Yeah.
And that when it's all said and done, that I got it all out, that I did it.
I love that.
And that's that.
Yes, it's like, leave the world empty. Everything that God put inside of me to like give out to the universe, I'm doing it.
Yes. So that's our purpose. That's our mission.
That's it.
That's what we are built to impact and to do in this life.
I love it.
Thank you, Maya.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
This is so good. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you. I hope you enjoyed this conversation, and I hope you've been taking some notes. So make sure you subscribe, like, and share with a friend. But the conversation is just the beginning. If you're ready to take action and create results you're proud of and bring your dream life and business to reality, head over to The Journey with Blue to learn how you can apply to work with me, and let's do the journey together.